And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update's brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas quite like Kohler's. The Huron County Planning Commission continued work on proposed utility-scale solar ordinance changes during a meeting earlier this week. Focusing on setback requirements, project acreage definitions, and whether to extend the county's moratorium on new solar applications. Farmers and DTE Energy representatives urged commissioners to preserve local control and landowner rights, while other residents called for stronger protections for agricultural and neighboring property owners. Commissioners approved a technical amendment clarifying how solar project acreage is calculated, but postponed action on several other proposed changes. Additional discussions are expected before recommendations are sent to the Huron County Board of Commissioners. And a Huron County District Court hearing addressed a missed court date for Tia Michelle Schertz. Judge Ferris held a show cause hearing to determine why Schertz failed to appear for the previous pretrial. Schertz claimed she received the notice in her mailbox on the day of the hearing, 2 hours after the appointed time. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani challenged that explanation, citing a history of miscommunication. Pahani noted that Schertz had previously appeared via Zoom in June, but her former attorney withdrew following a breakdown in their relationship. The court has appointed Michael Morawski to represent Schertz. However, the prosecution stated that Morawski reported having no contact with his client as of his last appearance on July 9th. Judge Ferris assessed a $30 show cause fee against Schertz for the absence, and the court reset the plea cutoff for August 13th, 2026 at 9:30 a.m. The judge ordered Schertz to contact her attorney immediately to prepare for the upcoming date, warning her to arrive on time. And Philip Lynn Curtis appeared in Huron County District Court as well to resolve a driving-related charge. Represented by attorney Stephen Allen, Curtis pleaded guilty to allowing a suspended person to operate a vehicle. In exchange for the plea, the prosecution agreed to dismiss the original charge of driving while license suspended. Allen told the court that Curtis, who drives for a living, had secured his license immediately following the incident. Judge Ferris accepted the plea and sentenced Curtis to $450 in fines and court costs, which were fully covered by his previously posted bond. However, the court identified an unpaid $468 balance from a prior case. Curtis agreed to a payment plan to sell that debt, committing to monthly payments of $100 starting August 21st. And we will be right back after this message from Kohler Propane with your obituaries.
Lock in your best propane price now. Kohler Propane of Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Call and ask about our Kohler's pre-buy and keep full price cap program. You'll be assured you'll never run out of propane, especially during the cold winter months. Call now, toll free at 1-888-950-7975. That's 1-888-950-7975. Or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Hurry in, Kohler's pre-buy program ends August 17th.
We have one obituary to report at this time. Tom Michael Emmons of Millington, age 77, passed away on Monday, July 27th, 2026. He was born on December 1st, 1948 in Cairo. Tom was drafted into the United States Army and served for nearly 2 years, with 1 year in Vietnam as a member of the renowned 101st Airborne Division. In recognition of his dedication and service, he was awarded the Army Commendation Medal and the Bronze Star Medal. Tom met the love of his life, Sherry Schmidt, in 1966, and they married on August 1, 1970. Left to cherish Tom's memory is his wife of nearly 56 years, Sherry Emmon, son Michael, his grandchild, and great-grandchildren, as well as his sister and many loving nieces and nephews.
Tom's funeral service will be on Wednesday, August 5th, 2026 at 1 p.m. at the Ransford Funeral Home of Cairo. With the entombment following at Indian Fields Township Cemetery inside of Cairo, the family will be present to receive visitors from 10 a.m. until the time of his service. Those planning an expression of sympathy are asked to consider memorial contributions to the University of Michigan. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Cairo. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.